V'alkein yorad hamon b'mei ha-sfira. And this is why Hashem sent the Yidden, the Mon, b'davka during the days of Sfira. She'oz mechinim atzmon l'kabbalah satoira. That's when we're supposed to be preparing ourselves for Kabbalah satoira. Ki ikar Kabbalah satoira al yidei b'chinas achilas mon. Because the main ability of a Jew to receive the Torah properly is dependent on eating mon. Shehu nivlo beivorin, this mon which is absorbed completely into the body, the ein boi moistrois canal, it has zero waste, zero junk in it. Va'alkein mispalalim bimei haspiro al berkas haparnose. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why as part of our counting of the Omer, there's a special tefillah in there for parnosa, where we say, Eretz nosno yevula, the land gives forth, the earth gives forth its produce, Yivorchenu Elokim, may Hashem bless us, that the produce should be good. That's a bracha for parnosa, a tefillah for parnosa. Ki ikar berkas ha'achilo, hu kishezeichen sheyu ha'macholim mevoirorim. When we say, oh, I wish you the best, I wish you should be zeichen to have good food to eat. Baloney, that's not good enough. It's not good enough that I should have good food to eat. You need that once I eat the good food, that it should be digested properly, it should be sorted out properly, and only good should come from it. Ki ikar birchas achila, the main bracha of achila is, kishezoichin sheyu hamacholim v'ayrorim, is when the food is purified. Shelo yalu chas v'sholem hu ashanim sruchim alamoyach, so that none of these foul vapors should go up to the brain. Shemishom bo bechinas ravoin. That's what causes hunger. Rav Nosson Zal is going to do a Weight Watchers job here like you never saw before. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the psychology here of gaining weight and losing weight in such an easy, clear way. Watch this. Rav Nosson Zal says that that's what causes the person to feel hungry mistakenly. A person just finished a big meal and he's opening the refrigerator. He's looking for goodies. He's looking for munchies. Why? What causes that? Rav Nosson Zal says, when these ashanim sruchim go up to the moichin, machmas shein ha-maichel mazbiya koroy es ha-nefesh, because the food isn't satisfying the nefesh properly, that's what causes the person to be feeling hunger. Kikisha ha-maichel mevoiror, because when the food is digested properly, when the food is selected and sorted out, you know, properly, ve'ein oile shum psoile selamoyach, and none of the refuse is going up to the brain whatsoever. Kiim zakus v'tzachus ruchnias ha-maichel, but only the pure, clear part of the food, she'oile la-moyach achar kama birurim, which goes up to the brain only after it's gone through several filterings and several purifications, kimavur b'chochmas ha-nituach, as is explained in the knowledge of biology, where you learn how the digestive system works, and how much processing has to take place, how much refinement has to take place on the food before it's able to be able to travel through the blood, through the circulatory system, and go up to the brain. That part of the food that's going to be sent up to the brain has to go through incredible refinement. Oz hamoyach mekabel chius aidei ha-maichel. When it's functioning properly, then the brain is receiving chius from the food. Va'oz nishba mehamoyach chius v'shefa l'chol ha'evorim. So then the brain transmits a message to the other parts of the body, a message of chius and shefa, a feeling of being satisfied and full. Shehu bechinas sviya. That's the sensation of feeling satisfied. Avol lehepechas v'sholem. Whereas the opposite case, kishahamaychol einam avoyror, when a person isn't processing the food properly, vohashanim sruchim oilem alamoyach, and those foul vapors are going up to the brain, oz hamoyach mevulvol, then the brain is becoming cloudy, ve'ein loy chius koroy, the brain is not receiving its proper chius. Therefore, the brain cannot transmit a message of being satisfied to the other parts of the, and feeling alive and well to the other parts of the body. וזה בחינס כל הברוכויס בעניין הואכילו והסביעו הנאמר בפרשס בחוקויסאי וקיוצאי. This is the whole concept of all the brachas that Hashem gives us in the Torah when he talks about our eating. Kama shekosev, as it says, im b'chukoisai teilechu, ves mitzvoisai tishmoyer v'asisem oisom, if you'll follow my rules and you'll do my mitzvois, dahainu shetihyu amelim b'Torah. Rashi says over there, quoting the Gemara, what does this mean? How do you teach im b'chukoisai teilechu? Watch this. This means shetihu amelim b'Torah, that you should struggle in Torah, v'lodas medrash chachamim, and you should want to know and get to know the drushim of the chachamim. Kemo shekosu b'pirish Rashi sham. This is what Rashi writes over there on that pasuk. Hainu b'chinas emunas chachamim. What's it talking about? Lodas medrash chachamim. This means to be zoiche temunas chachamim. V'zehu bechinas va'asisem oisam. This is why the pasuk says, and you will make them. You will make the Torah. Ukemuva b'medrash rabba hamuva le'el. As we quoted that medrash rabba earlier, sheyeh nechshav ki'ilu asoy ledivrei Torah. That when a Jew has emunas chachamim, and he's learning properly the right way, lohitzi mishpatei anhovas yishorois, that Jew gets credit as if he made the Torah, as if he wrote the Divrei Torah. V'oz v'achaltem losoiva. What does the pasuk say right afterwards? When you'll eat, you'll be perfectly satisfied with your eating. Ki oz einoi nidoin b'moisrois. When a Jew is zoche temunas chachamim b'shleimus, no moisrois. Sheze ikar hasviya v'habrocha b'meayim. That's where the main sensation of feeling full and satisfied in the intestines comes from. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk concludes with the words v'nosati shalom bo'oretz. I will place a peace on the world. Ki al yidei shoisim tshuva shleim al pegam amunas chachamim. Because Rabbi Nazar explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran that when the Jews are zeichet to do a complete tshuva for pegam amunas chachamim, al yidei ze misrabim sforim harbe b'Torah, this causes an introduction into the world of thousands of sforim. Shai yidei ze nichleles haTorah bebechinas chochmo ilo seichel akolo, which causes the Torah itself to have a tremendous aliyah, whereby the Torah becomes. But Rabbi Nazar explains over there that when a person dresses the Torah, the written Torah, in the Torah Shebal Peh, in all the Sforim of the Chachamim, and the Torah is dressed b'shleimus, then the Torah is able to be nichlal in Chochmo Ilo and Sechel Elyon, to have a tremendous aliyah. And Rabbi Nazar says over there, Aydeze Misrabe HaSholem, when the Torah has that aliyah, Chlal Yisrael has the same aliyah. Because Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Ribuoses LaTorah. Each Jew is a letter of the Torah. When the Torah has that tremendous aliyah, Klal Yisrael has the same aliyah, Aydeze Nisrabe HaSholem. And that causes a tremendous increase in Sholem, Bebechinas Bechavivusa Talia. As we said, at Matan Torah, the act of Hashem giving the Torah to the Jews was dependent on Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ohor, on the unity and Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Ki michlolim kol hanefoshos benefesh hachocham akolel bebechinas kodshe kadoshim. Because then what happens is that all the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael become michlal in the nefesh hakolel, in the sechel hakolel, which is the tzaddik emes. Just like the Torah gets its shleimus, it becomes unified and elevated to a tremendous level, automatically that causes, affects a unity among Klal Yisrael, and they become nichlal in their source, which is the Sechel HaKoyla, which is the Tzadik Emes. So now Rav Moshe Zal showed how in this pasuk is summarized all the major points of that chapter in the Likutei Moran. The issue of Emunas Chachamim, the issue of proper Achila, and it resulting in Shalom, in that concept of Shalom.